The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Automatic's trying to tell me what to do right now, and that's exactly what this podcast is about. Control. Control.
No, it's about controlling your significant other's social media, which I do not control your social media at all.
You don't even do your own social media.
Exactly. So why would I try to control yours?
Don't you think that's kind of a red flag, though? In my opinion, it is.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, it's also, we're also in a new, you know, new day and age, too. You don't know, there's a different nuance.
Like, I mean, the social media has basically become your business card, your dating card. It's become a lot of things.
If you don't have in a relationship, then you must not be in one, right?
Mm.
All right, listen to the episode and you decide. Do you believe in your friends or do you doubt your friends? Let's have this discussion on a Tuesday. Not discussion, discussion. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And I asked this question because when Anthony A stepped out of the room a few minutes ago, Automatic and I discussed National Days, and he said, he will not mention legging. And before we got in the air, Anthony said, oh, it's legging day.
I must have lost faith in you when it comes to National Days, Ant.
What would make you think I wouldn't say National Legging, though?
Because you didn't say it when you walked out of the room.
Oh, dude, come on, bro. This is why you shouldn't talk to certain people before they don't get their coffee. All right, Automatic, dude. Automatic, you know how there's like backseat drivers? There's DJ Automatic who's a backseat editor. All right, so we'll go on air and do a bit, and then we'll come back and Automatic be like, I didn't like that one.
We should have done it this way. Well, you didn't say nothing before.
That's cool, bro. All right, that's how we're going to start Tuesday.
Realize Dana's pitting us against each other. What are you working towards today now, Dana?
Nobody's pitting anybody against anybody. Your words are pitting people against people.
Okay, first of all, I didn't say it in a condescending way. You walked out of the room, and I thought it was National Beer
Day. Doubt is doubt, bro. Doubt is doubt. You gave doubt on it, dog. I could have came back, and you could have been like, yo, Ant, just in case you didn't know, it's also National Legging Day.
I didn't even think about it again before.
Nah, bro.
I did, because I wonder what y'all say when I leave the room.
Yeah. Dana will be like, yo, do you want to double check the date or whatever? She'll kind of assist me and help me, dude. Damn, bro.
Otto just doesn't believe in you. You know?
Is that how he got you, Dana, saying negative things towards you? That's what some guys use, nags. And that's what DJ Automatic style is right here, man.
That's what I've always been attracted to. I'm just kidding.
I didn't realize it's going to be a beat up on DJ Automatic moment.
I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
Wait.
Now you're victim blaming?
Yes, I am.
What?
There's got to be some way I got to sway the energy, okay?
Oh, my God,
and that's
dude.
Also part of my tactics.
This is why your fantasy football team is where your fantasy football team is at. All right, buddy?
Gosh.
No, Mr. 10th place.
Why don't you just turn the knife a little bit more, okay? Okay.
You want to take the knife out of my back?
Right. Take the knife out of your back and stab at DJ Automatic. National Day. Ant.
All right, let's start with National No Beard Day. All right,
this is before National
No Shaving Day. No Shaving Month. My bad. And then we got World Menopause Day. That's a thing.
God, let's get that going, ladies. The guys asked me, what's that? It's when your period stops.
All right, listen.
I was like, well, doesn't it mean you're old? I don't give a damn.
Can we all embrace and love right now. It's National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
Ooh, oh, man. Come together. There what? You go, Automatic. Now we're all three.
Knew you guys wouldn't forget that one.
And then let's keep it kicking with National Legging Day.
Okay, so leggings are big for women. But I noticed we were at a basketball tournament this past week. A lot of men wearing leggings. Hmm? I didn't know they're good for the, like, when you're working out.
I don't think they call them leggings. They're more like compression pants.
Compression pants.
Otto, they're
I'm not going to wear
leggings. No, they're man leggings. That's what they are. Whatever makes you feel better.
Yeah. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Should your partner have control of your social media? That's the question. One of our listeners says that her man, after 6 months, he wants to make sure that she posts a picture of, you know, them as a couple. Now as her avatar. Her profile pic's got to be them.
Yo.
And he wants access and he wants to be able to approve what she posts.
Oh.
I think that's a bit much.
He should just put a chain around her neck that says property of.
Yeesh, Automatic. I don't know about that.
But it's fair to voice something when you're not comfortable with it.
If
she's posting things that, you know, he feels like would lead other men on to think she's not in a relationship. And if that's not, you know, don't be doing a disservice to yourself by not being honest to yourself because you're afraid of how the other person is going to react.
I found a sex therapist that writes for the New York Times. Her name is Vanessa Marin. And she says there's several things when it comes to social media. When you're in a relationship, there's rules that you got to follow. Number one, you should definitely have access to each other's social media, but that doesn't mean control. Because access builds trust.
Yeah, of course.
Let's define access. Yeah, is that like passwords and stuff?
Yes,
oh,
Anthony.
No.
I mean, I don't have any problem. Dana can go through my phone right now. I don't got anything to hide.
But we're married. Anthony can't keep a relationship longer than you can keep ice cream in the summer.
I'm not for that because people go digging. How far back are you going to log into my stuff and go digging? I'm speaking for myself, too. If you give me your passwords, I want to know who's doing your DMs.
Why would you dig? I don't care about what happened before.
No, you would dig. Come on, dude.
And then you start making up stories in your head. You're right. It's not a good thing.
The amount of prying that you do into my dating life, trust me, if somebody gave you their passwords to all their DMs, you would be digging, dude.
There's one more piece of advice that this sex therapist has before I share it with you. Let's take a call first. Hi, who's this?
This is Marie.
Okay, Marie, go ahead, girl.
I think she should dump him because he's right. That is a sign of being controlling. 6 months is a long time, but in reality, it's not over a year. It's not a long time. They don't have kids together. I mean, that's a red flag. If he's trying to control that now, that'll, you know, show eventually what he's going to try controlling more in the future. And I think she would make a big mistake if she stood.
Dang, do you think it's worth breaking up over this early in a relationship?
No.
Somebody wants control of your social media, you better put my picture up there with you. It is kind of weird.
No, you're right. That is weird.
And from his side, too, if you got to ask for it, come on, dog. Like, that's already, you already got your answer. You know what I'm saying? She don't want to post you.
That could lead to a very dangerous situation in the long run. That happened to me on a Facebook account where an ex of mine deactivated my account or completely changed everything so I couldn't get back into it. Luckily, I kept that profile on public, so I was able to save every photo from there, over 1,000 photos, back to my phone.
Okay, so finally, this sex therapist says that social media can impact relationships negatively if you're spending more time looking at your screen than your partner.
Oh.
So not only do you not want to give complete control to your partner, you also don't want to ignore them. You can feel jealous of Instagram.
Yeah, you can.
You know what I'm saying?
Which makes me just on the team of, you don't have to demand. Like, what this guy's doing by demanding that she uploads a photo, that's not good. But don't be afraid to voice something. Like, if you're uncomfortable with something or a picture that somebody posts, like, say something.
Yeah. So in today's dating world, if somebody posts your picture, what does that mean to you?
Of, like, me and them together?
Together.
What? Like, let's say you guys went out on, like, a couple dates, and she posts your picture.
Oh, dude. On the story or on the timeline?
On the timeline.
On the timeline, then that's pretty significant right there. That's you know, we're out in the fields. On the story, you know, it's a situation. But on the timeline, you know, if we're hugged
up, it's a relationship.
Right? Yeah, it's a relationship. And you let the whole world know.
It's a
way to broadcast your love.
I love you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Why is Kanye West talking about Pete Davidson's BDE? Not sure, but I'm going to play the audio for you right now. This story and more. Best gossip brought to you by State Farm. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
Let's kick it off with Zac Efron celebrating his birthday. Neo celebrating a birthday as well, too. And friend of the show, Baby Bash, celebrating his birthday.
Classic right there. Classic. All right, so we're going to start off talking about Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez taking photos together at the Academy Museum Gala. I don't know that they're best friends, but I don't think they don't like each other. Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber, that's been over. Hailey Bieber and Justin, they've been married for years and years now.
Yeah, do you think they both talk about what it's like to date the Biebs?
You know it. It's a horrible situation for the Biebs.
I thought Justin Bieber is texting his wife, "What are you doing?" Check out the photos at Dana Cortez on Instagram. They're inside my story. All right, now we're going to talk about Bad Bunny. He just broke another record. Bad Bunny earned the highest one-month gross in tour history, making $123.7 million from 500,555 tickets sold in only 11 shows.
Damn. The show was amazing, bro. And I don't even speak Spanish. And it was a lot to watch. But I do have some friends who saw him in Vegas, and they said that it wasn't that great. So do you think he should have to make it up to them?
I mean, every artist has hit and miss shows. Oh.
And that was one of the first. Okay. So you should know, one of the first is always, you know, working out the kinks.
We're Bad Bunny apologists here.
Obviously, but I mean, if you're making $123 million in a month, he's doing okay regardless.
Yeah. All right, now we're going to talk about another paid artist, Kanye West. He appeared on Drink Champs. He had some negative things to say about the death of George Floyd. And by the way, the George Floyd family is thinking about suing Kanye West for those lies, the
rightfully
comments he
so
made. And he also said this about Pete Davidson's BDE.
Kim is with Pete because he got a bigger d-. Why are you talking about another man dick on camera?
Okay, my question is that the ultimate, like, just mind?
Oh, my God. Dude,
if your woman is talking about her new guy is bigger.
That causes PTSD, dude.
Yeah, it would send me into a mental episode as well.
Bro! The Dana Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Starbucks, especially this time of year, gets busy. They're about to get busier. If you're a Disney fan, wait for food news. Big time here on Hottest Hashtags on your Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the gluten-free essay.
I could not wait to share this with you. The number one horror movie on Netflix isn't a huge blockbuster. It's a film by Stephen King. It's called Mr. Harrigan's Phone, and it's more of like a drama, which is what Stephen King is known for. It's a story of a boy who befriends a billionaire, and this old man dies, and he's buried with his iPhone. And then the boy starts getting voicemails and text messages from the man in the grave.
Ooh.
And it's made novela style, which is a Spanish soap opera, a Latin soap opera. So there's all this drama, and it has 5 stars across the board. Otto, we're going to watch this one. It doesn't sound scary. It's more of like a...
It's like a psychological thriller. Yeah.
It sounds like a Cricket Wireless commercial.
Sounds like still works from the grave.
That's good. And then in food news, Starbucks cup collectors, get ready because the new Disney Starbucks cup has arrived. It's pastel pink. It has polka dots on it and the iconic Mickey Mouse image. You can buy it online or at the coffee shop for $29.99 while supplies last.
Does it come with free coffee?
Yes. It's
but get competitive, dude, because when it comes to Disney merch, people don't play.
Oh, they want it.
Get there fast if you go about that life.
Better do it. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's start with World Menopause Day. How about that one?
All right. Shout out to all the older women out there. You're lucky. No more periods.
Man, I like women who already reached that point.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Anthony's like,
yeah, you know. Anyway, no kids, right? Yeah. All right, let's keep it going. Let's keep it kicking. We got National Legging Day, too.
Hey.
Yay. Shout out to the man leggings.
Yeah. Dude,
all
the athletes. They're called compression pants.
Okay, Automatic.
You wear compression pants, DJ Automatic?
I don't. I don't even own a pair of compression pants.
You don't even wear compression pants because he thinks
they're... Neither you DJ, bud.
Mad leggings.
Yeah. All that athletic, you know, DJing that I do.
Something you do, National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
I need them when I do need them when I'm wearing eating those cupcakes.
All right, and wrap it up on National No Beard Day.
Hey, all right, so this is after the No Shave November, right?
Leading up to No Shave. Y'all, final shave.
Okay, let me talk about beards real quick. There are certain men that don't look right without a beard. I think Drake's one of them.
Yeah.
I'm a Drake fan.
James Harden.
James, okay, Automatic. There
Why
you go.
Why are you saying names?
Because James Harden looks weird without a beard.
All right. You think he looks hot with the beard?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
but
you do,
but he looks
But he would have never bagged Chloe without that beard.
Liar!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kanye West has gotten divorced from Kim Kardashian, and we believe he's going through some type of PTSD. It's something that might be, I wouldn't say common amongst all of us, but something that we may have all experienced in our life one time or another. So let's break it down. I'm going to give you 3 signs that you're in post-traumatic relationship disorder. That's what we do.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And Kanye West, of all the things he said, this is the one clip that we wanted to play because, you know, man to man, my heart goes out to him when he said this.
Kim is with Pete because he got a bigger dick. Why are you talking about another man dick on camera?
He is, of course, talking about his ex-wife and her, at the time, boyfriend, Pete Davidson, who they just said the dude has a hog.
Okay.
And if you're, like, going through a divorce, that's your ex-chick. That hurts, bro. I couldn't even imagine.
I said it jokingly earlier, but it's enough to send you into a mental episode.
It is.
Where
it is,
Kanye
dude.
Is at right now.
And I use the term...
Plus, you have to hear about them having sex in front of the fire, too.
That is wild, bro. That is crazy. But please forgive Kim K., and she is going through what I call the post-traumatic disorder.
I mean,
okay?
Whatever,
hey, what is that?
This is going to get me canceled. This is what this is.
Okay.
But this goes both ways. Man or woman, you go through a breakup, and then after that, dude, you just start, you know, you got a best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody, right? And you start going
work.
Through it. And imagine breaking up with that. Kim K, one of the sexiest women in the world. Automatic, have you ever went through a post-traumatic disorder?
You shouldn't be laughing. Well, yeah, I have gone through a situation like this before where I knew that she had been promiscuous and had some different partners, and some partners that I had that I actually knew, and I couldn't deal with it mentally.
Oh my God,
it
ate you up, right?
Yeah, you get like every time I saw her, I would be like, "Yo, she's been with so and so," and that like it just got to the point where I just didn't want to hang out with her anymore.
Damn, dude, the article I'm reading, they're saying that flashbacks is one sign of it, right there. You're having instant flashbacks when you were seeing
like
her.
Going to well,
oh
yeah.
My God, dude, I obsessed over my ex when we broke up. She broke up with me, dog, and then she went to Vegas in June. I don't know if you know what happens in Vegas in June. That's when the NBA players go out there and they have Olympic trials and they have their G League.
The G League trials.
Yeah, dude. So she's just there hanging out with a bunch of freaking college basketball dudes.
All dudes like 6'6" and great shape.
Everything, dude. I was like, I found myself like Kanye West. I was like, why you gotta talk about all that? Keep it off your Instagram story there, all right? Let us know if you've ever gone through some type of PTSD similar to what I've experienced. At Anthony A. Comedy, at DJ Automatic, Twitter and Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.